The Adventures in Hellworld podcast talks in depth about QAnon. While it's meant to be comedic informative, sometimes we have to get into things like child abuse and violence against people. Listener discretion advised.
Hello, everybody. I am Mike Rains, a.k.a. Poker and Politics, reporting live from the New York Caliphate. This week, I am joined by Eric, the Deep State Operative.
Hi, everyone. And, Mike, if it'll get you off my back, I will read the Quran, I promise.
I mean, I've told this story on the pod before, but I bought the Quran on 9/12 and started reading it. And it's the Old Testament. If you enjoyed the Old Testament, you'll enjoy the Quran. It's basically a really angry God basically yelling at people. He's just like, you jerks, worship me correctly. That's the plan. That's what I want you to do. And I think my favorite thing is that it calls Jews and Christians people of the book, and that they're like a different subset of people who are wrong. But the Christians and Jews are just more slightly wrong because they've got it mostly right. They just have to take the last step and get across the goal line, and that's about it. And I'm also joined by Steph. How's Steph doing this week?
She's doing okay.
Steph's nodding off in her chair like Trump at that press conference they had earlier today. It's great. Our president had sleepy times. And then a guy collapsed.
And then stood like a statue as a man died next to him.
Yeah, guy drops dead in the Oval Office and Trump's like, get that corpse out of here. It stinks.
This is my photo op, damn it.
Right. How dare you take attention away from me, good sir? How dare you? Yeah, actually, I think that guy's okay, but it would have been way more weird and hilarious if the guy had dropped dead. But
Fell in the Oval Office?
Yeah, guy just fainted. Guy just flat out. And the best part about it was RFK Jr. like runs out of the Oval Office after the guy faints.
He's getting Tylenol.
Yeah, and then Trump is just standing there like an oaf, just there's a perfect photo taken at the right moment. Where Trump is just standing, side-eyeing the guy on the ground. Like, I can't take this guy anywhere. And it's just, holy shit. Just the total lack of empathy. The total, hey, is this guy okay? Like, says nothing. Just stands there like an oaf as people are hovering around this guy that's just, like, fallen to the ground. And it was...
And as someone pointed out, he does actually turn and look at the guy at one point. So he can't claim he didn't know what happened.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, as funny as that part of it was, I really, it drives me nuts that this dude took a nap in the middle of a press photo and no one's going to talk about that. And I remember when Trump was on trial in New York, it was like a daily occurrence where people would be like, yep, Trump's falling asleep again at the defendant's table. And nobody wanted to bring up the fact that, hey, this really old dude is going to run for president and he's really old and he can't even stay awake during his trial for crimes. Maybe he's not up to the task of the presidency.
Well, I mean, in the media's defense, it's not like anybody made age an issue during the race.
This is true. This is very true. Age and cognitive ability were absolutely things the media did not talk about at all in the entire 2024 election. So I could see how that blind spot would have got them. I mean, boy howdy, I bet they'll think about that more often in the future. All that shit. Fuck these people. But anyhow, this week is actually a fun week. This is actually a good week. We actually had some nice stuff happen for once in our lives.
For once, something good actually happened.
Right. So we'll get into the bad stuff first because there's always idiots doing dumb shit in this world. So Halloween happened, which, according to right-wing grifters, QAnon, and other religious nuts, is when the Illuminati sacrifices children to their evil god because the veil between the evil world and the evil spirit world and our world is thinnest at this moment and all that other horse shit.
Well, I think they do it slightly more than they are normally because this is supposedly like a revolving door of slaughter going on inside the deep state.
Yeah. So Halloween happens, and then this guy, who I believe is, and God, do I wish Haley was here this week, but this Jamoke, who I believe is working with Turning Point, he claims that he got photos from quote-unquote concerned parents at this school in, it was either Vail, it was either Colorado or Arizona. I think it was Vail County. And, the gist of this is that, they said these concerned parents, sent, these photos to him. And the photos are of a bunch of teachers. And the teachers are wearing fake blood soaked white t-shirts that say on them, problem solved. And as people who dug into this pointed out, these shirts have been sold on Amazon for a long time. And they absolutely have nothing to do with Charlie Kirk. And as a result of all of this,
and the teachers wore those same shirts last year too.
Oh yeah, we were getting to that. Andrew Colvet, I believe, is the name of this Turning Point dirtbag. So he posts this thing to start, and it gets the ball rolling, and the right wing hate machine starts freaking out, and every idiot right winger starts posting about it. Governor DeSantis takes a shot at these people. Senator Mike Lee takes a shot at them. Everyone's getting in their 2 cents worth of bullshit on this. And I cannot reiterate enough to you that these were shirts that Amazon had sold for a long time before Charlie Kirk got killed, and still was selling them after Charlie Kirk got killed. And the shirts are just a white t-shirt that's with the words problem solved in big black letters on them. And there's just blood heavier on the right side of, or the left side of the body than the right. It's just this very generic shirt that is like a joke, where it's basic. The gist of it is that this kid is pissed off at his fucking teacher for bothering him with this math shit. The teacher is murdered by the child. The child has solved the problem. They no longer have to worry about solving the problem. The teacher is put before them because by committing murder, they have solved the problem.
And it's a play on words too, because math problem solved.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. It's a math problem, and the problem's been solved. This is the math department.
Wait, these are baby serial killers? Because, like, people are saying, like, oh, it's a reference to Charlie Kirk. Actually, I think the original reference is a little bit darker. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, kid, like, problem solved.
And no, well, they're high school teachers, so it's again, it's more of a genre of like Walking Dead and the post-apocalypse.
But man, these people are such snowflakes. They really are.
So I want to find this one post. I'm pretty sure that the thing is like I literally had a basic day of responses. Here we go. This guy his name is also his handle, and which is Amuse or Amuse, and his avatar is a stormtrooper helmet, which I don't understand why you'd do that if you're not a bad guy. But his photo for this bullshit, which is also doxing because it names all the people that were wearing the shirts. And some people even went further with doxes and were actually putting more personal information for all these people in the photos. But Amuse says, hey, teachers wearing these bloody shirts to school last year was in poor taste. Wearing them this year after the school shooting that ended Charlie's life. That's a incredibly weird way of describing the shooting of Charlie Kirk, to call it a quote unquote school shooting.
Well, it happened at a school.
It happened at a school, which, yeah.
You are technically correct, which is the best kind of correct.
Yeah, it would be like saying that JFK was killed in a road rage incident. So, I mean, technically he was killed in a car, so yes. Then he says, especially since the blood was on the same side as Kirk's wound, which was just sick. The slogan was widely used by Democrats after this shooting. Just sick. I posted a reply. I think I may have even, yes, I did. I actually went so far as to actually quote tweet this prick. I didn't care that I gave him three Elon bucks because I wanted him and any of his dipshit followers that found my quote tweet to try to actually answer my challenge. And I said, please show me one parentheses, number one, close parentheses, elected Democrat who used the term problem solved after the death of Charlie Kirk. That never happened, much less the slogan being widely used by Democrats, just totally lying to try to rile up their audience to be all full of just, they're so bad. This shit led to so many people saying they want you dead. And it's like, you're the ones who talk about how these people are sick. These people should be hanging. It will not be safe for them to walk down the streets and all the rest of it. Don't talk to me about how we're the ones that are sick about things. Calm down. Calm down. You're a little wrong.
And then I did see in at least one case, somebody was like, you know, this was an incredibly poor taste for them to do this. And then somebody else responds with the tweet of Donald Trump Jr. saying, I got my Paul Pelosi costume for Halloween ready.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of whataboutism, accurate, correct whataboutism. And my other thing that this amused prick did was they posted a photo collage of people actually mocking Charlie Kirk's death, and all of the people that were actually mocking his death have neck wounds and they have Freedom or Turning Point t-shirts on. And then he just wedges in the problem solves teachers in a desperate effort to make you just sort of conflate the two. And it's, you know, they're not the same. You're literally just making this up because you're full of shit. If any of these teachers had a bandage on their neck or a fake blood on their neck, maybe you'd have a little argument, but you don't, because their entire costume is the shirt. That's it. It's just the shirt that they wore the previous year.
Yeah, they didn't even have blood on their necks.
Yeah.
It was literally just, like you said, it was literally just a shirt.
Right. It was literally just a shirt. That's yeah. All that was worn is a shirt. And they pretended that this was this egregious insult. So the Colvette prick made a later post. And this is his unbelievable non-apology for starting all this shit. Update. Vail School said these math teachers wore the same costume last year. I was waiting for confirmation, and it appears they did. I am updating the thread with this image. We've seen enough evil since Charlie's murder that I am actually relieved that this, if this isn't another example. Notice how he declares, if it's not another example. He doesn't say, oh, thank goodness this isn't another example.
Yeah, after being proof that it's not an example.
It could be an example.
Yeah, after being proof that it's not an example, he still wants to hedge his bets.
Right, exactly. That being said, it's a very weird costume for teachers in general. But after what happened to Charlie, I'm absolutely floored that they wore it again. I do not believe for a second that all of them are innocent. Some probably are. And it's for their sake that I'm updating this thread. But I believe others knew exactly what they were doing. The school district's decision to remove the image immediately after posting shows that anyone with a brain knew that this would be seen. Final thought. School teachers have been among the worst offenders of mocking and celebrating Charlie's assassination. I have my theories as to why, but at this point, they should not be surprised that parents and the community are on high alert. So this guy's literally saying, I bet some of these pricks did do this to insult Charlie Kirk, even though I can't prove that, but I know their heart. I can read their mind. I know their feelings. And BT Dubs, teachers are kind of fucking assholes. And that's a stereotype I believe in. So, yeah, they probably did this because teachers are pieces of shit.
Yeah, I'm sure he polled dozens of teachers and said, what are your thoughts on Charlie Kirk's death?
And those teachers were like, fuck that guy. I'm so glad he got killed. Yeah. Good, good. Fuck him. I hope he burns in hell. That was about 75% of the teachers he talked to about Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Instead of what really happened, where he was like, do you hear what happened to Charlie Kirk? And those people said, who? What? What do you mean?
Right, exactly. Like, that's what I was thinking, because, like, these teachers putting on the shirt, probably not a single one of them said, hey, wait a second, a guy wearing a white t-shirt got shot a month ago in the neck. This might look bad, because the guys like, you know, these MAGA guys, they want to believe that Charlie Kirk's death is the JFK assassination of the 21st century. You know, they want to believe that everybody has been talking about it nonstop since it happened. And now they're finding out that most people, A, never even heard of the guy. B, heard he died and forgot about it 2 days later, you know?
Yeah, there's all those people who have the Google Trends of, like, the massive spike and then the even more massive crash after it happened, because they just wanted to wave that literal bloody shirt as much as they could and scream about how the evil left killed Charlie Kirk. And then they found out that not a lot of people actually care about this shit. You have to be really into politics to know this stuff and to care about Charlie Kirk. And that's just not a lot of people. So, sorry. I'm sorry your boy's death wasn't this culture-redefining moment that you thought it would be. Because it's just not. And, yeah, all of these people acting all heartbroken and disgusted and angry. It's insane. It's just absolutely insane. And so all this shit happens, all these fucking pricks scream about how these people were mocking Charlie Kirk's death. The photo comes out that shows they wore the shirts the previous year. People start calling that AI. People come up with other photos of what I believe were other departments where they were wearing different clothing. They were like, they dressed as old people last year. All these people were just trying to come up with bullshit excuses.
And just one thing, as someone who works at a school, I can say it is – That's normally how it happens. Each department decides on their own costume theme each year. It's not a school-wide thing.
Right. And so all of this stuff happens. And once the steam dies down on the whole they were doing it to mock Charlie Kirk happens, then suddenly these pricks decide to move the goalposts to just saying the costume itself was deeply offensive. No right-minded teacher should have worn that costume. That costume itself, hurtful, deeply shameful shirt. To which it's like, you would not have cared if you didn't have the Charlie Kirk angle. You're not going to police every school in America for inappropriate costumes worn by students or teachers. And this isn't even political. It's a silly joke shirt. You can't even get an argument about, oh, they were like anti-Trump or anything. No, it's just that. And I actually saw these fucking pricks bring up like the Vail school, high school community, like their guidelines for uniform code and what you can wear, and they're like, these shirts clearly violate their code of ethics. And it's like, it's a Halloween costume. They're not wearing the bloody shirts into school every day where it would be a weird non sequitur. They're like, hey, teach, why are you wearing your fake bloody t-shirt today? Yeah, maybe a teacher might get sent home if they were wearing them on not Halloween. It would be like a school having a policy that said you cannot wear green in the school. And then it's St. Patrick's Day, and guess what? A lot of green going on. And then people are like, those teachers should be fired. They were wearing green. Their handbook says no green. It's like, yeah, it's a special occasion, buddy. It's a special occasion. We get it. It's cool. It's what it is. I mean, it's just like, I have had to listen to so many people tell me that the Democrats are these fun-hating, hall-monitoring scolds that want to police what we say and do, and they want to stamp out fun, and that's why Republicans won, because Republicans have captured the cool kid culture. They're the hip people. They'll let you say slurs, and it's okay. If you don't like a gay guy, hit him with something bad and offensive. We're bringing back the R word, baby. It's all good. And now these people are like, these teachers bought a t-shirt off of Amazon. You should fire them. They should be fired for having a low effort t-shirt on Halloween. Their low effort costume should cost them their jobs. It's just, oh my God. That is Hall Monitor 101 bullshit right there. It's the most ridiculous nonsense ever. This is like, I wish Gavin Newsom had worn a problem solved t-shirt and had just been like, yeah, fuck all of you. That would have been particularly zesty, but I don't think this controversy rose to the heights that required any elected Democrats to respond to it. Although I'm glad that Fetterman didn't jump in and order the teachers to be fired, because that prick would totally have done that if he had known about it. Yeah, that's right, Fetterman. You're going to catch strays from me until you're out of office, you prick.
And even a couple of weeks after that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just enjoying that you said zesty. I'm still. That's such a great adjective, zesty.
Zesty is a great word.
Yeah. It describes Cool Ranch Doritos and it describes this situation.
Both of these things. Appropriately.
And it's
covered.
A soap.
Yes.
I remember those old commercials for Zest.
Yep.
And I'm going to leave it at that because nobody wants to listen to me talk about commercials from the 80s.
If only I actually had like a drop here where we could have shifted the show into the Babylon 5-5 for like the weirdest, like out of nowhere non sequitur. Being like, forget talking about commercials from the 80s. Let's talk about a sci-fi show from the 90s. Boom. Dean Kane jumped in on the goalpost move, and he's like, still a terrible idea this year. They had to have known. it's like, guys, I hate to break this to you, but no one cared about Charlie Kirk. Nobody. I mean,
and you know, it kind of says something about like their mentality. Like, you know, like on Knowledge Fight, they bring up a lot how like when Alex is like fantasizing or accusing people of things, it's like he's kind of revealing like these are the things that he would do. And I think to them, they're viewing it like, you know, like with the Pelosi thing. And you know, so their thought, their motivation, their idea in their head is, oh, I would totally do this to mock someone's death. So they must be doing it too, you know? Like there's kind of like a little, they're kind of telling on themselves.
Yeah. Every accusation is a confession.
Eric beats me. 1 point Eric deep state operative.
No, I mean, but it's not necessarily like confession, but like it like reveals a lot about like your psychological profile sort of, you know, it's like, well, why would you think that people would do that? Oh, because you might do that. Okay. You know, it's just, I don't know. People are weird.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They suck. I mean, it's just the way it is, but what can you do with these terrible people who are terrible and bad? I will tell you what you can do with these bad and terrible people. You can show up and vote and defeat them, because fuck these people. We had the Persistence and a few other people, I think, had posts up on the morning of Election Day stating that vote for Charlie. And it again, just the idea that Charlie Kirk was going to move the needle electorally was so ridiculous. Eric responded to my post where I was talking about how Shirley Manson can't vote today because she's not a U.S. citizen. Do it for her. Vote for Shirley. I mean, it's just, it's so silly. It's such a silly thing. Yeah, your D-list podcaster/political commentator got shot. them's the breaks. No one's going to care. No one's running out to the polls to vote for him.
That was actually, because you reminded me of it when you mentioned Dean Cain, when Fox was letting everybody know that Dean Cain is now, has joined ICE, and the overwhelming response I saw on Twitter was, who?
Right.
And it wasn't like the normal ironic who, it was a literal, I don't know who this guy is, because
right.
You gotta be, cause you gotta be a Gen Xer to even vaguely remember when he was Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He was Superman on a TV show. He didn't even get to do a movie. He was just Superman for a TV show.
Yeah, and that was... and the show was mostly about Terry Hatcher's character of Lois Lane. Anyway.
Right, and the show was about the relationship of Clark Kent and Lois Lane more than Superman being a superhero. Yeah. It was a romance with Superman.
Yeah, it was moonlighting, but one of them's a superhero.